Standing outside a Richmond wastewater treatment plant, Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli explained that prescription drug misuse has rapidly become a trend of great concern. Many teens take medications from their homes or others and may rummage through the trash looking for unused prescriptions. And he says flushing these drugs is not a remedy, but only compounds the problem since remnants get into our drinking water.
In October of last year, the Secure and Responsible Drug Disposal Act of 2010 was signed into law. The DEA will now develop regulations that will allow Americans to dispose of their unwanted prescription medications in a safe and responsible manner on any day of the year. But until permanent regulations are in place, local communities need to continue to work to hold one-day take-back programs.
Such programs will be held on April 30th at nearly 100 Virginia locations, but Cuccinelli says they are still too infrequent. In the meantime, one way to dispose of drugs without flushing is to crush and mix them with kitty litter. Removing all labels from prescription bottles is also advised. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.